producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
I guess that's my cue. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Blissed, B-L-I-S-S-E-D, as Mike Parsons wants me to make sure that I say blissed rather than blitzed, meaning had too much alcohol. No, blissed.
There's a difference.
This bliss works. Dr. Sheely, are you B-L-I-S-S-E-D, blissed?
Yes. Always.
No. Dr. Sheely, we've got a toll-free line if any of our class would like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you would like more information about Dr. Norman Sheely, he's with us on Wednesday, every Wednesday. You can go to USAPrepares.com and click on the instructors tab, and it'll take you right to his link. And you can sign up for his free newsletter, the same one that I get multiple times per week. Dr. Sheely, John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Thank you so much, John. You know, before the broadcast, John and I were talking for just a couple seconds, and I mentioned Volkswagen. And to me, this is quite upsetting. And what has happened with Volkswagen is they lied and they cheated and they stole from their customers. What they did was they engineered a system whereby during the emission tests, the full emission system would be engaged on these Volkswagen engines, mostly diesel engines, but it looks like gas engines are involved also. And so the full emission complement would be engaged, and the emissions would test very low. And after the test, it's back to running normally without the full emissions, and the emission, the pollutants would be emitted about up to 40 times what they were during the test. So Volkswagen lied to their customers, about 11 million customers, And here's my reaction to this, and I'd love to hear yours, Dr. Sheely, because you have a vehicle that was manufactured under a different a label, but or a marquee, but it's still from the corporate umbrella of Volkswagen. So, what happened, in my opinion, is Volkswagen is challenged with these EPA regulations, and so we have to meet them, and so. All of a sudden, they're able to meet them. And how is it possible that the vice president of engineering did not know? How is that possible that he did not know?
No.
Right?
Not possible.
And so we have the vice president of engineering going, you know, this is my, you know, my... my mind kind of thinking in a little bit of humor. Okay, well, that's great, guys. I'm so glad you guys invented anti-gravity because, you know, we didn't know how to make these things work, but you guys obviously did it. Don't tell me. Don't tell me how you did it. Okay? So literally that would never happen. And so how about the vice president of sales? So he's trying to sell cars in the United States, and he's concerned about emissions, and And he says, don't tell me. Don't tell me how you guys did it because, you know, I'm not capable of understanding engineering. And then the vice president of software, you know, the guy who is in charge of all these programmers who write the programs for the the electronic modules, the computer modules, the body control module, the security module, the engine control module, the transmission control module, all these computers. So he doesn't want to know either. So now, and of course, the CEO doesn't want to know. And so what happens is the board of directors is lied to. So they're lied to. And now the board is saddled with this. They're saddled with, all right, so we lied to our customers. Our stock has gone down on the Frankfurt Exchange about 1/3, well, 32% in 2 days. So the stock is devalued. They've lost billions in value. And now the board is looking at the CEO saying, are you kidding? This is like the greatest catastrophe that could happen to us. The only thing worse is that we'd have to buy back all these vehicles at the original sale price plus tax, plus all the other costs associated with selling these new vehicles. That'd be the worst thing that could happen. And that could happen, because I recommend that the United States government forces Volkswagen to buy back all of these vehicles at full retail price from all of their customers. And get them out of this country. That would stop this nonsense. That would stop, in my opinion, the drug mafia from lying, cheating, and stealing to us. So this is a great example of lying at a huge scale. I'm trying to think of a lie that could be bigger than this. And one of them, and I'm not saying this is a lie, but if Jesus Christ were a fraud, that would be a bigger lie. But I can't think of one that would be bigger than what Volkswagen has done.
Actually, I can.
Okay.
It's the Federal Reserve.
Well, okay, you're right. You're right.
Everything they've done for the last 100 years.
You are absolutely right.
Sorry, but
that's just a great exclamation point, Dr. Shealy, on what is going on. So these lies are fantastic. You know, we've got the moon landing lie, we've got the pharmaca mafia lies, we've got Volkswagen lying. As you look at just the Volkswagen case, the board of directors can say, all right, so the CEO, you're fired. Head of engineering, you're fired. Sales, fired. Software development, fired. Operations, fired. Distribution, fired. You guys are all in on it, you're all fired. And then the board says, well, wait a minute. We don't have enough talent left now that we fired all those guys. Now we're going to be out of business. So we can't fire those guys. Let's bring them back. So who are we going to fire? Well, the janitor. It's his fault. Dr. Shealy, here's what I'm trying to draw or point some dots, draw some dots on the page. There are so many lies that we are surrounded. And our confidence level, I mean, we're looking at Donald Trump as a savior because the other guys are all in the system, right? Donald Trump and Ben Carson are not in the system, so we're looking at those guys saying, wow, you know, here's a breath of fresh air. Here's a guy who's willing to, you know, say what he thinks. These other guys are bought and paid for and corrupt, and it'll be business as usual if the other politicians, ascend to be the CEO of America. So here we have Volkswagen as a small example of a problem, but I think it's rampant, it's systemic, it's ubiquitous, it seems to be like everywhere. What do you think, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think that it is to a greater or lesser extent everybody trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. In other words, the Committee of 300 has infected the world with lies, lies, lies. And it starts, of course, always at the top. But it doesn't matter where it starts. What matters is who is going to end it. The time has come, the walrus said.
Very, very good point. I know a guy who was involved in Wall Street. He was involved in junk bonds. I had absolutely no respect for him. And what they were doing is his little group was making a fortune, but on the backs of the little people through deception. And that's what this is. This is deception. This is like our daughter going to Home Depot, buying a product that doesn't do what it is sold to do, so she brings it right back, and they say, well, we're not going to give you your money back. We're just going to give you a gift card. So we still have your funds. You're just going to have to figure out something to spend them on so we can...
Some other piece of junk you can buy.
Yeah. And so I was telling that story to the meetup group, and I said, well, here's the way to get revenge. What you do... And your money back, revenge and your money back for these companies that rip you off. What you do is if you buy them on a credit card, you try to work it out with the merchant, like Home Depot. Well, no, they won't give me my money back. So I left the product and I have a sales receipt. And so what I really want them to do is I want them to give me my money back. So you go to your credit card bank and you tell them, here's the problem, and you want to initiate a chargeback. So the credit card company credits your account and charges Home Depot. Plus, they charge them $25. Now, if we all start doing these things when we are ripped off, and those chargebacks at $25 keep adding up, then the company will start paying attention. And I believe that is the answer. So you call your credit card company, and here's an example. So Mrs. Finelli said to me, so what's this 81 cent charge on a credit card? And I said, I bought a cup of coffee at one of those stop and rob places. And, I was with John Moore and Mike Parsons. And so I just got a cup of coffee. And, but they never gave it to me. And they said, they couldn't make it. And the guy didn't, the engineer behind the counter there didn't know how to make a cup of coffee. So he gave me my money back. So he said, but he didn't. So I said, would you call the bank? And also, I'm not, even for 81 cents, I'm not going to allow this to stand. So she called the bank, and the bank said, oh, no problem. Credit card bank said, no problem. We just credited your 81 cents. You got it. It's done. Nothing else has to be done. And by the way, we just hit that stop and rob for a $25 fee. So I told that to the group. So if you're overcharged on these recurring fees, or Verizon does it, and just call your bank. And if enough of us do this, this will come to a grinding halt, because I'm sure that the manager of that Stop and Rob said, whoa, what are all these $25 charges? Whoa, you guys can't make coffee? You're out of here. I really think that's going to happen. So, Dr. Shealy, when we come back, I'd love to hear your thoughts on, Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi. Yeah. It's not that they build bad cars, it's just that they lie, cheat, and steal. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com. And get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So in October of 1929, during the Great Depression, the crash, there was a Monday and a Tuesday. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 23% in 2 days. Volkswagen was able to do that and beat it. Not only 23%, but they were able to devalue their own stock by 32% in around 2 days. Dr. Shealy, what about you know, you own a product manufactured by that conglomerate. What are your thoughts about the trust issue? Does it bother you?
Well, of course, but, Ben, during the break, I looked up General Motors fraud.
Yeah.
Chrysler fraud.
Right.
Toyota fraud. Every one of them, over the last few years, has been involved with some kind of serious fraud leading to death of people.
Mm-hmm.
Ford, interestingly, a manager at Ford has been involved in a fraud suit. Not quite sure it goes all the way to the top of Ford, but a manager is, you know, somewhere up there.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is, yeah, I don't like it, but VW is just joining the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
All the bastards lie.
And that's the greater point, that there's nobody to call. So if you've had it with your GM car, and you go to Ford, You know, Ford had that Pinto fiasco where people were dying because Ford decided they weren't going to change a bolt, that if there were a rear-end impact, this long, extra-long bolt would pierce the fuel tank and the cars would catch on fire and people would burn to death. I mean, that was happening with the Ford Pinto. Right.
Yeah, I don't know one of them who hasn't been caught in fraud. So
right.
You look at Wall Street, I wouldn't trust any person speaking on behalf of any stock brokerage anywhere in the world. I wouldn't trust anyone in Congress. I wouldn't trust certainly the current person in the White House. The point is, we have reached a state where true dishonesty, criminal misbehavior, is the role model that those at top positions everywhere are presenting to the world.
You know, yesterday I was in the kitchen. I was thinking, I have an old truck, 2004. It's 11 years old, and it's a Chevrolet. And it's a farm truck. I bought it recently to, you know, haul things around for the farm, pick up feed and so forth. Well, I looked up 2004 Chevrolet Silverado recall. It's unbelievable. Brakes, electrical system problems, the ignition problems, I mean, all kinds of problems, and some of power steering problems. I mean, some of these problems are really, really serious. So what I recommend to the class is that you type in your make, year, and model of your car, comma, recall, on a search engine and see what you find out. And you might want to contact your dealer to see if you can get them fixed. We talked at the meetup about the ignition switch problem that, you know, Chevrolet covered up, or General Motors covered up with some of its vehicles. And what it is, I looked at what the cause was. And they have this ignition switch detent pin. Now, this is a piece of steel with a rounded end about the diameter of a pencil lead inside a number two wood pencil. It's about that diameter, about a quarter of an inch long. Now, the fix is to make it 15% longer. So it's still less than 3/8 of an inch long. And that's all they had to do to fix this. No. Did they fix it? No. They covered it up as best they could until enough people died and the suits started flying. And then they had to say, geez, you know, now we've got a recall. We've got to bring in these hundreds of thousands of vehicles. And we have to fix them. So Chevrolet, Ford, I don't trust a single one of them. And the problem is, so if we're driving our vehicles down the road, if we are transporting ourselves down the road, we are surrounded by vehicles that are defective.
Yeah, if it's not ours, it's everybody else's.
Right, right. It's everybody else's and ours. And another pet peeve of mine is the distractions by the cell phones of the people who are behind the wheel of moving vehicles. And they're not paying attention to what their defective vehicle is doing.
That is as criminal as VW and the automakers and Congress.
There you go. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shuley, I was traveling to the meetup on Monday, a couple days ago, and there was this, I was approaching this traffic light, and I saw this black Mercedes pulling up in the lane to my right. I thought, what an interesting car. So as I looked over, we both came to the traffic light. There were just the two of us. And it was a red light. And I looked over, and it was a Mercedes C300. Now, that's a little four-door Mercedes. By the way, the cars are getting expensive. This is a small Mercedes. And they start around $38,000, $39,000 with tax over $40,000. That's the base price. So if you want, you know, a nice one, it's way more than that. But anyway, so I was looking at this driver who's looking down. And I realized, I could see in my mirror that he was looking down as he was approaching the traffic light. So he really wasn't paying full attention to where his vehicle was going because he was looking down. And when he came to the stop, he was on his phone, looking down, texting. And when the light turned green, he was still looking down, going forward. Looking down, going forward. So he really wasn't paying attention. So then I came to the next traffic light, and I'm looking around, and it's like everywhere. He wasn't alone. So now what I've realized is and even going on 65, a highway in Springfield, Missouri, that's between two and three lanes wide, depending on where you're going, and sometimes even four, there are other people behind the wheel of moving vehicles, and they're looking down. This is serious business. This is dangerous, Dr. Shealy.
It's criminal neglect. It is criminal neglect.
And one of the things that brought this to mind is our son was traveling back to the university on Sunday evening, and he was going through Springfield, Missouri. He stopped. Traffic stopped in front of him. He stopped. Traffic was proceeding forward. He's going forward. And a guy crashes into the back of him. Now, our son drives a large, full-size Dodge pickup truck that's a little taller than most pickup trucks because it's a three-quarter ton model. It's not like it's jacked up or anything by him. It comes from the factory that way. It's taller. It's white. It has lights, you know, in the front and the back. This guy just crashed right into the back of him. And the guy was really upset. He was upset because he destroyed his own car. He damaged our son's car. And my question to our son was, you know, obviously, how are you? How's the other guy? And did you beat him up?
Now, first of all, I, of course, don't text anytime, anywhere, under any circumstance, other than on my home laptop computer.
Uh-huh.
But,
and you're not traveling while you're doing that.
It's almost, you know, it's as dangerous as being drunk.
Yeah. You know, here's a question. I guess it's a medical question, Dr. Shealy. There are times when I'm on the telephone and, you know, I'll be talking to someone and I'm really not. And this can even be on, you know, a landline, which is, you know, what I do, a landline. And I can be in the kitchen. You've been in our kitchen. I've got a standard corded telephone with a coiled 25-foot cord attached to the handset. And when I talk on the phone, sometimes I pace. So, you know, there are places I can go. I can go to the kitchen sink. I can go to the refrigerator. I can walk around the kitchen with this 25-foot cord. But the point is, I don't think that I am fully paying attention to everything around me when I'm on the telephone. I don't think it's possible. I don't think a person can pay full attention to many things at one time. I think you can divide your attention, but at 88 feet per second in a car traveling forward, you know, 1 second is 88 feet. It's almost 100 feet.
Well, it's stupid.
Yeah.
And it is part, however, I believe it comes from the top. In other words, for the last 50-plus years, government at all levels has said, you are not responsible. You are not responsible for anything except paying taxes. And you don't even have to do that if you want to fake it. And that has come down from the top so that everybody in the country now has this, it's not my responsibility. I can do anything I want because everybody else is responsible except me. I really believe that's society.
I don't have any disagreement with that. I think you're absolutely right. I think it's when I was teaching in the 1990s, high school computer science, I would say to the students, I'll tell you what, you know, I think it'd be kind of nice if I see you do something nice, I give you a +2 points just because you did something, you know, nice at my discretion. What do you think? And they said, well, that's really cool. Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a great idea. And I said, now that's +2. Now, if I see you do something that's not nice, I think I should be able to do that as well. What do you think? Well, okay. So now I've got +2 and -2 at my discretion. I can do that. and they agreed to it. The students agreed to it. And so if I saw a piece of paper on the floor, let's say the equivalent of a gum wrapper, that size. You know, and I was standing next to a student, and we were talking about, you know, some activity in class, and I'd get distracted, and I'd look down, and I would be so transfixed on this piece of paper on the floor that I could not continue with anything other than focus my attention on that. And the student would always say the same thing. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And I'd say, well, I understand. You also didn't pick it up. -2. Do you know? Do you know there were no pieces of paper on the floor in our class?
Whoever put it on the floor, somebody would pick it up.
You bet. Nobody wanted to stand next to anything that shouldn't be there. And, you know, of course, I didn't just punish with the -2. I gave lots of +2s. But it's interesting how you're right. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. I wasn't even there. You know, that's kind of the attitude of a lot of us. And, you know, if I'm in a store and I see something about ready to fall off a shelf, I'll just stop. Put it back on the shelf. Keep going. And I'm sure the camera's like, oh, follow that guy. That guy, he looks like he stole something. He touched something and he kept going. And it's not in his cart. So let's follow that guy around. But they're not used to us assuming responsibility. They're just, I think generally, it's just not done. And that's unacceptable. It really is. And just like carts in a parking lot where there's a slope to the parking lot. People may leave their carts uphill, and they're going to go downhill. There's no question about it. It's just when. And they're going to slam into other cars. And, well, who cares? It's, you know, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to leave the cart, and I'm going to take off. And if it goes downhill by the wind, well, tough. It's unacceptable. Our behavior is becoming more unacceptable, and we need to stop that. And you're right. It comes from the top.
As you may know, I went to the Nemenha Annual Great Council this past weekend. And interestingly, Joan Schrader gave over an hour lecture on the responsibility of an amena, and basically she gave an entire hour talking about personal responsibility. And when she finished, said, Joan, as you know, for the last 4 years, I've been emphasizing conscientiousness. You've just given a lecture on conscientiousness.
Yeah. And that is deliberately doing things, paying attention, being responsible for your own actions.
And of course, it has many benefits. In addition to being good for society and everybody around you, if you are conscientious, that means taking responsibility, you live longer and healthier and make more money throughout life than people who are not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so simple. Common sense, the uncommon commodity.
Right. It's not common anymore. And, you know, I remember the term common sense being used a lot in the 1950s and the 1960s. And I also remember it being used less and less often after that. Have you noticed that, Dr. Shealy? We don't talk about common sense. Well, if what we do is we talk about the lack of it.
Exactly. Exactly. I would say, as a nation, we have become uncommonly senseless. And it affects everything. And it comes down from the government. It comes down from Wall Street. It comes down from big business. And so until some catastrophe is so huge that people can't easily, if ever, recover from it, it's not going to change.
One of the pet peeves I have, and I just can't get away from this, it bothers me so much, is the cell phone. It really does. It's taking over our lives, and it's hampering our interpersonal communications. It's hampering what we do with our families. It's actually a great device to destroy the family. I really think it is, because we are now checking our cell phones for up to the minute. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? Hey, look at this picture of me. Here I am upside down. Here I am sideways. Hey, look at me. Look at me. It's so much nonsense. Well, this pet peeve of mine has really bothered me to the point where I've said to the meetup group, I don't have rules here. We don't take attendance. You don't pay dues. But I just want to let you know, if you're going to have cell phones in here, I'm not coming. So I'll tell you what happened during Monday's meetup. I was stunned, absolutely stunned at this. And it relates to cell phones. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. And I've got some real medical questions coming up in a few minutes. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces with earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible.
Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about distractions. We're talking about devices that are destroying our families and causing people to have lack of attention and accidents and crashes and so forth. And so one pet peeve of mine is the cell phone. And I do not use a cell phone. And, you know, people say, what's your cell number? I go, I don't have one. It's almost like it's I've committed a crime. And I don't have one. And so I was talking with the meetup group on Monday. And I said, look, let's add this up. It takes an hour to get here, an hour to get home, 4 hours here, 2 hours to prepare. That's how many hours? 8 hours. I said, well, that's how much time I spend doing these meetups, and I am overwhelmed here at the farm. I just can't get all my farming done, and I just have to spend more time at the farm, so I'm going to take a month off. I said, here's what we can do. We can stop the meetups right now. We've been doing them for over 5 years. Well, we can stop, and this can be our last one. Or we can have them once a month. Or you can continue having them right, you know, as we have once a week, but I won't be here for a month, and in about a month I'll see if I can, you know, come back. What would you like to do? And they said, well, let's keep doing it once a week. And I said, okay, so you guys, there's plenty of talent here. You guys can figure out what to do, and I'll see if I can come back in a month. And they said, that's good. So they didn't want me to leave. And then one of them said, does this have anything to do with cell phones? And I said, yeah. Yeah, it does. And by the way, in a month, if I can make it back here, and there's cell phones, I'm leaving. And I'm really taking this very, very strong stand. And here's why. So we say things at the meetups, and that, you know, we don't want them to be streamed to the world. We don't want to have our video taken. We want to have some privacy like we used to have maybe 20 years ago. We want that. And I'm saying that I'm taking an absolute firm stand, non-negotiable. I will not go to the meetups where there are cell phones. I won't do it. And so during the, when I started the meetup, I said, I was doing my opening monologue and I said, are any cell phones in here? And yeah. Yeah, so there's some cell phones. Now, they've known, it's like 6 weeks of this, okay? They know that I'm serious about it. So the person with the cell phone brings it to the car. I go a little longer, and I go, are there any cell phones in here? Another person goes, yeah, I've got one. I'm like, what? And then I do it a third time, like an hour later. Yeah. So even though I'm saying no cell phones, okay, I won't be saying things that I might say if there are cell phones. They're still in there. So I have absolutely 100%, I've lost my confidence that we can remember to leave our cell phones in the car. I have no confidence that we can remember that. Now, these are people who are preparedness-minded. These are people who are survival-minded. And we can't remember to leave our cell phones in the car for a meeting. Now, I've been criticized, like Vinny, one of our instructors. I love this man. He said, Vinny, look, it's such a little thing to ask. It's a little thing to ask, you know, so to allow the cell phones. Yes, it is a little thing. It's also a little thing to ask not to have the cell phones in there. And I understand that people have, you know, family members who might call them. They actually might call them. And it could be a life or death call that they need to answer. Well, if that's the case, then don't come to the meetup. It's only a meetup. It's not life or death at the meetup. So don't come.
Well, I agree, Vance. Of course, you have a right. I mean, you started this thing.
Yeah.
And it has been attracting and attractive to a number of people. But you could set the rules, and it's their responsibility to follow the rules. It's not common sense, it's rules.
Well, I'm trying to lead by example that you can get away with not having a cell phone for a while. You really can. Dr. Shu, we come back. Oxytocin and disease. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about diabetes and oxytocin. Let's talk about antidepressant drugs, breastfeeding, and what a mother eats going into the breast milk. Let's talk about those things. NormSheely.com. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7
24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.